the lovely smell that is coming from the bowl in front of me, which is full of some delicious looking food. And the man who has provided it is Chef Randy Lewis from Randaddy's Restaurant in Lahinch, who's with us for this week's Taste of the Week. Good morning to you, Randy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well, and all the better for having you in here because it's my early
lunchtime. It's an early lunchtime, you know.
It's a good day. The weather is good, and obviously in Lahinch, and you look like you're dressed for good weather out there.
Shorts
and backwards baseball cap.
Well, I think, you know, that's what it's showing, and I think it's 20 degrees for the next couple of days. So it's fabulous to see. Fabulous to see everybody out. The promenade is packed.
I was just going to say,
around Lahinch. We haven't seen it at all much this year, so you know, it's nice to see.
Yeah, we all look forward to the great weather because we don't get enough of it in Ireland, but also because of the seemingly incessant rainy weather for months and months and months. But particularly yourself and other businesses in Lahinch, you must have the child of Prague out every morning making sure it doesn't rain and there's good weather coming, because that's what brings people to the area.
I think it's nice to see good weather. I mean, it's great for business. It's great for a lot of things. It's great to get the kids out, even my own kids. You know, that beachfront and the vibrancy around the Hinch just completely changes and it really gravitates to a different level.
I was actually out there, myself and my good wife were there on Sunday in Lahinch on the beach. Couldn't go too far because when we arrived there in the afternoon, the tide was practically right up to the rocks and we weren't there to swim. We were in our normal clothes. Yeah. I didn't want to get my feet wet.
It's getting cold at nights.
Yeah, but I passed Randaddy's and you were packed outside by the looks of it. I'm sure it was the same inside.
The patio was very busy, yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's good. It's great to see, you know, there's no doubts about it.
And why wouldn't it be? Because the food there is fantastic. And I'm not sure if this is on the menu, what you brought in today.
We do have it on the menu, but we don't actually have that dish on the menu. We have pork. That dish is just a combination of what's going on with the weather, I decided. So we have some barbecue pork fillet.
Okay.
In front of you. And then I have some what I call our Mexican kimchi that we put on our chicken burger. Now, the reason why I chose this is because it is barbecue weather. The Mexican kimchi itself can be made up in advance and it can sit in your fridge, do you know? Kimchi, you know, fermented cabbage, pickled cabbage, it's all kind of, bound into the same categories there. And the thing I like about the pickled cabbage is it's very diverse. You can use it in a few different dishes. We put it with our tacos, we put it with our chicken burger. But as you have it right there, we have a lovely chunk of pork fillet on it. And it's a nice cold salad with it. With a little bit of spice behind, I could see your lips salivating and getting a bit of pucker going on.
There's a bit of a kick off it, all right.
There's a bit of a kick, yeah.
It's a pleasant one. Because I've just eaten some. I had a bite of the pork here. The pork was lovely. The kimchi, the cabbage. What is in there?
So we got pickled cabbage there. So what we do is we salt up our cabbage overnight in some water. This is how we do it, And then we boil up some vinegar. You know, we boil up all of our secret ingredients inside. I won't say what they are, but mainly you have vinegar, you have sugar, you have some chilies. We have some fresh coriander in there, and we take the vinegar and the juices from jalapenos. And we infuse it with that. As you can see, there's some red pepper in there, some carrots.
I thought I detected jalapenos, all right.
Some red pepper, some carrots. Here comes the water from the background.
The fire hydrant is about to go off.
So, yeah. And then we let it sit there. And it really just, you know, gets better as it comes. And obviously we add brown sugar in ours.
It's lovely. And is this a unique combination with the pork or... Does it tend to be with something different, or is it one of those things, the kimchi that you spice cabbage? You can just have a lot of different.
I think that particular one, you know, you can have it with anything. You can heat it up in a pan. You can have it cold with meats. You can just eat it on the side. It doesn't have to be that spicy. We prefer to have it that spicy. I mean, normally I wouldn't put as much in front of the customers as you have in front of you. I wanted to see you get lit up this morning.
Well, if that was your aim, it's going in the right direction.
I think the spice that we have in there, more importantly, along with the sugar and everything else we have in there, the red peppers, the carrots, it brings a little bit of sweetness coming out. And I think it's something that I can see you're kind of going back to that cabbage, whether it's hot or not. It's a lovely spice, and I'm salivating right now.
Yeah, because, there are people who don't like certain veg, and, you know, I know people who don't like cabbage. I love cabbage. Yeah. And, you know, my mum always tells a story of me being about two and eating, tucking into a massive bowl full of cabbage. It just, I loved it so much. But I've never had it. And what I like about cabbage is there's a certain sweetness to cabbage, but I've never had it with this kind of spicy element to it.
Yeah.
Or they like the brown sugar, which is making it more sweet than regular cabbage would be.
But fresh coriander is an abundance of that, and there are some green onions. Yeah. So yeah, it's what we use in the restaurant, yeah. And I think it's, again, it goes back to, it can sit in your fridge for quite a while. And it can be used on so many different things and used so many different ways. Throw, you know, if you're busy in a rush, you're going to work, you need to get something, grab a can of tuna, grab your, you know, fermented cabbage, kimchi, whatever you want to call it in the fridge, bring it on. Do you know what? You come home that night, lump a big piece of chicken on top of it, cooked chicken, you know, bring out from the barbecue, or just eat it plain like that. Throw some tofu on it, throw some fish on it. Be lovely with some fish.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm starting to think fish.
Fish last night for dinner. It's lovely. You know, when you get this kind of weather, you want to be you should be eating fish as often as possible anyway, because it's so good for you. But this, the nicer weather, it's the lighter kind of food you really want to be
eating. It is light, and I think that is light, you know.
Oh, it is, yeah, definitely.
It is light, and cabbage is one of those kind of super foodie things, isn't it?
It's one. I've already had one of my five a day.
One of your five a day, yeah, absolutely.
Is it just me that, you know, when you eat something particularly spicy, that you start to get the hiccups? Or does that happen to you?
No. I find when I'm eating spicy stuff, I crave it more and more. And then I need the sugar after. I need the...
Really? After?
Yeah, I find I kind of go on. When I start eating really super spicy, super enhanced flavor, spicy, vinegary stuff, I need chocolate after. And then I need some crunch after, and then I need some bread after. I try and go along that list, which is not a very good habit at all.
No, but you does
know,
that...
Especially when I go down that road. It's, you know, last night I actually had what you're having, and then I continued on, and then I went for the, you know, it couldn't find any chocolate in the house, so I went for the Nutella on bread. You
well,
know?
Well, if it's any consolation to you, you still look like a fella who's working out, so I think you're allowed a little splurge every now and again. I wonder, you know, given your considerable knowledge of cooking and recipes and ingredients and so on, and eating different types of things, and it sounds like you have a... you sound like a family member of mine who gravitates towards vindaloos and stuff like that. Do you prefer really hot food? And like, have you built up a tolerance because you've eaten so many different exotic spicy foods?
I like foods with Asian flavors, definitely. You know, I like to have a lot of flavor in my foods, and then I wouldn't say spice in the sense of chili hot. I mean, I like having hot things, absolutely. I love the chipotles. I love light heat. Light heat brings, it's another sense that kind of you want to have in dishes, you know. It's like, you know, if it's like adding pepper things, lots of pepper or a little bit of pepper. So there's different ways to really flavor up your food. But yeah, I prefer food with a lot of different kind of textures and flavors, yeah.
Well, I have to say this is yet another two thumbs up from me. It's absolutely lovely. It's, I think you said it's not on the menu or in this
it's
kind
not
of
on the menu, no.
This
no.
kind of combination.
Not that kind of combination. No, it's not on the menu. No.
Okay.
It's nice though.
It's lovely. He's going off Broadway when he brings us in food. Well, that's absolutely delicious. Pork barbecue with a Mexican type of kimchi, fermented cabbage. Really, really nice. Randy,
perfect.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
We'll let you go. Look, as I said, weather's good.
Busy Hinch
is busy. Randaddy's is busy.
Yeah,
so
we're moving. We're passing through and we're going to keep on going very fast.
I tell you, folks, with the get-up he's got on today and how fit he's looking, I'd say he could jog all the way out to Hinch from here. So we'll let him get started. Randy, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
If you ever have any questions, culinary questions for Randy, any you're looking for recipe suggestions or the way to make something, do get in touch on 086 1800 964 text and WhatsApp number.